Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. I've got Dylan Larson back in the studio. He's a frequent guest on Chip Chat, but Dylan, you haven't been in a while.
I haven't been.
So you run server platform marketing at Intel. How are server platforms performing for us?
You know, it's doing extremely well. I think it's been one of those businesses that continues to grow. Our, you know, position in the market is very, very strong. And I think that we continue to see just a tremendous amount of excitement around more and more processing capability because of the mountains of data that are being generated every year.
Now, today's topic is the E5 launch, the Xeon E5 series of processors, our latest generation, and obviously a very exciting processor for a number of reasons, which we'll get into. But why don't you just talk a little bit about why it's important that we've delivered this new processor and what this has meant for our direct customers as well as the end customers that actually utilize the processors in their data centers?
I think the reason it's really important is it's a completely new microarchitecture that's designed from the ground up, which is maybe not as interesting until you think about the motivation behind many of the things we put into the processor. Our big focus was, how can we put more and more capabilities into the server that address kind of today's needs and the challenges that customers face every day? Things like data growth, things like flexibility for cloud direction, things like the I/O challenge as more and more data has to get put in and out of the server as quickly as possible.
You mentioned a few macro trends. The first one is data analysis and big data. What is it that's unique about E5 that you think lends itself to this macro trend?
That's a really good question. I think there's probably two big ones. The first one there is this concept of I/O being the big point of innovation we put into this processor, which was, how do we move all this data into the processor so we can get insight out of it? The other one was, we said, what about new capabilities to just do more and more complex computation even faster? And that was this technology we put in there called AVX, Advanced Vector Extensions, which was another idea about, how do we take more and more pieces of the processor at the very small level and unlock the power of data through putting these new capabilities to work?
Well, let's talk about those. First, I/O. We have data direct I/O. We've got integrated I/O directly into the microprocessor. And we've got the move from PCIe 2.0 to 3.0. So three major changes.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what this delivers as a package.
We'd put so much innovation into the I/O complex. First of all, typically we've had I/O be on a separate chip in the platform for all the PCI Express interfaces. What we did is we took that piece of silicon, we put it directly into the microprocessor. So that reduced overall latency times. It also gave us a lot more bandwidth directly into the CPU. Then we said, we'll also add the next generation PCI Express standard, which is PCI Express Gen 3, which doubled the amount of bandwidth we could put into that as well. And then added data direct I/O and just made a more efficient exchange and even more frequency performance into and out of the networking complex. So all those things kind of came together to build a tremendous advantage in overall performance from an I/O perspective, about 3x what we had before.
Now, visualization and advanced vector extensions. Why is this important in the data center? Tell me what applications are going to benefit from this.
We've known for a while from the beginning that high-performance computing would benefit from it because it gives us to do much longer, much more precise computations much faster. What we also discovered as we started working through software alignment, working with software companies, that it was going to also play a role in how we would do some types of content creation or data manipulation that would be more visual in nature. Things like content creation for movies, right? We're going to be accelerated by this capability as well. So we found that it was not just the typical model that you would expect for high-performance computing, which is huge breakthroughs in performance. You know, over 100% faster performance than the prior generation, but also the ability to do new usages with the capability.
We just had one of the chief technologists at DreamWorks on talking about what they're able to do with this new platform. I would assume AVX has something to do there.
Absolutely. One of the key proof points that we did at launch was AVX working within the DreamWorks cloud.
Now, you talk about cloud services. Obviously, a different model of computing. You want scale, you want response time, and you want efficiency. Where does E5 fit into that equation?
I think it's at kind of the heart of that whole concept of scale and efficiency. I think when we started to build more and more power management technologies into the E5, we looked at how we could sort of fit that load line perfectly from I'm only demanding as much power as I'm putting performance into it. And E5 made great breakthroughs in our ability to sort of fit that curve much more effectively and drive that major efficiency gains when you're not using the platform and then spike very, very fast to performance you need when you are demanded from a scale or a, you know, user demand perspective.
What is it that you're most impressed with in terms of the industry's ability to work with us to deliver something that really was one generation ahead, if you want to think about it that way?
Yeah, I'm still amazed by it. the fact that we're able to get it done, you know, so to speak, in terms of deployment, not just getting the hardware ready, you know, for the OEMs ready to deploy, getting the software community to take advantage of these new capabilities like AVX instructions. And then also now the IHV community, the vendors who actually build the high-performance I.O. devices that connect into the platform, like for InfiniBand or graphics that are going to take advantage of these next-generation I.O. things. All those guys have to kind of come together at the same time. And it was a big part of my life last year, which was just, how do we ensure that all these things kind of land at the same place? It's remarkable that, you know, it can get done, but a lot of it just takes scale and maybe perseverance.
You know, you've talked about a new microarchitecture innovating performance, new I.O. capabilities driving down latency and increasing throughput, data-direct I.O. having an impact on the memory subsystem. What's next for the E5 platform? You seem like you've hit it all with this one.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things coming, right? One is, how do we take benefits of the E5 platform and build it into even higher densities? And I think this has been one of the trends we've seen coming from the cloud, saying, how can I pack as many of these servers into smaller and smaller spaces? And that's sometimes the common jargon in the industry is going to microserver. It's not just microserver. It's this overall pursuit of, how do I maximize compute density within a confined space?
Sure.
And I think that's where you'll see more and more technology coming in the E5 space around more and more computation into these smaller spaces.
I would assume you mean smaller physical space, but as well, smaller thermal and electrical footprint.
Absolutely, absolutely. Intimately linked in the way these things ultimately come together.
So I can't wait to hear more. Congratulations on the launch. If folks want to follow you and engage in conversations, where should they go, Dylan?
You can follow me on Twitter, ID Larson.
Awesome. Well, I've been following you on Twitter for a while. You do tweet some interesting and entertaining things, so I'd encourage the audience to do the same. Thanks for being with us today.
Great. Thanks a lot for having me, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.